You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. You know, I'm a native Californian, and it appears that currently many things outside of our control is going on in this really beautiful state. What we need right now is some of your positive energy sent to Northern California and even our most southern part of the state at the borders. Actually, we could use it all throughout California. The entire state is burning up with high emotions, and we kind of need to calm this down with some really good vibrations of love. So if you could just take a second to stop and take a deep breath and just think of the beautiful pictures that you have seen of California with all of our oceans and forests and vast fields of crops and all of the tremendous and wonderful, beautiful families that populate our state. If you could just send us love for about 17 seconds, that would be so helpful. And all of us would so appreciate it during our time in this contrast so that we can move through it and start manifesting and creating a different vibration. So thank you. Now tonight we have another great show that has to do with learning how to use the law of attraction to make your business grow. You know, many entrepreneurs just assume that it's going to be really hard work, and with it comes a lot of fear and frustration. But those that think that are not really understanding the law of attraction, nor the virtue of contrast. I know there are many of you who want the freedom of being a business owner. So now is the time to fully engage, not just in positive thinking, but in using the law of attraction to build your business. So with me today is John Golitz of Law of Attraction for Business.com. And I think you're going to love the message being sent to you about what to do and what not to do. Believe me, it's just not about positive thinking. Oh, speaking of business, by the way, Law of Attraction magazine is looking for an experienced, independent salesperson that can move up to being a fabulous sales manager, work from your own home via your computer, and receive a really nice income that you are really going to enjoy. Contact staff at loaradionetwork.com and let's get you going. The email again is staff@loaradionetwork.com. Hey, I just want to mention about our upcoming cruise out of New Orleans to Cozumel and the Yucatan. It's a 5-night trip and we have some really magnificent workshops. Now, can you imagine having Gary Temple Bodley and David Strickel doing workshops by both Joshua and the Stream? Oh my gosh, just imagine you're sitting in that hot seat getting advice from those non-physical entities. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. We also have the lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey, who is absolutely incredible and whose mentor is Bob Proctor. If you haven't heard her show, you're missing out on so much. You've got to listen to the Lawyer of Attraction. We also have my very, very good friend, Constance Arnold, who is such a dynamic speaker. She's going to be talking about love, how to get it, and how to keep it. Something that we all need to know and need to keep refreshing our minds on that same topic. And you all know the incredible Dr. Michael Mosley, who is such an amazing psychic. Now, he's blown my mind with some of the things that he said to me, and I know he's going to do the same with you. He has a brilliant workshop that you're going to love. So you can't miss that. And we have someone new, who is Dr. Buzz Edelberg, a chiropractor from Palm Springs. And he's going to be talking about health and the law of attraction, something we really don't get enough of. And it's so important that we have our health, or else we can't manifest. We've got blockages all the way. So he's going to straighten us out, shall I say, as a chiropractor, just with a wonderful workshop. And finally, I just got confirmation this week that Myros speakers are coming from Japan. Last year, Myros and the founder, Roscoe, was featured in Law of Attraction magazine. And as you know, Roscoe died about, two days prior to his last featured article. Well, I'm happy to say that Myros is still going strong, and we have two really incredible speakers flying in from Japan coming to talk to us about how to heal our past in order to change our future. It's absolutely brilliant, and everyone needs to hear this upfront and personal. I am so, so excited about this. Anyway, so many people are signing up for this cruise, and it promises to be one of our largest and best trips ever. So I want you to remember April 8th, 2019. Go and sign up and put your deposit in at loaradionetwork.com/loa-cruise, or just go to loaradionetwork.com. Use the form to sign up, and our cruise planner will be contacting you to get going. Put in your deposit, and the final payment is due in February and March. If you are in need of a cabin mate, just let us know. We have people, men and women, looking, and you will get to have a conversation with them prior to the cruise to make sure that you're comfortable with them. I can promise you it will be the trip of a lifetime. You do not want to miss this. So that's all my announcements, and I'm so anxious to talk to John Goletz. So with that, let's take a fast commercial break, and we'll be right back talking about the law of attraction and business. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Come join us on Facebook for your daily dose of inspiration and action that reveals the secret within you. You can find us at facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, International Certified Hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Well, welcome, John, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Great. I'm really glad to be here.
You know, you got a really terrific, terrific website called The Law of Attraction for Business. And I just thought, wow, this is so perfect because one of the things that Law of Attraction practitioners want is a business of their own. They want the freedom. So it's like, this is so perfect. So let's go into it. Why did you start a site like this?
Well, we really started a site like this because that very reason. We had been using Law of Attraction in our business without really even knowing about it. And it really started when we were in the real estate business and the real estate crash came and happened and we just got wiped out. And so we totally had to reinvent ourselves. And my wife and I really started this whole spiritual journey and did everything. She was really into Louise Hay and You Can Heal Your Life. And, I've loved Wayne Dyer forever, and we listened to all kinds of stuff. I mean, really, we were just avid consumers of stuff. And then, of course, we found Abraham, and that really actually changed our lives. We started a new business and we're really struggling. And so we started doing affirmations. And as we had these like panic attacks, like, oh, how are we going to make? We were actually down in Wellington, Florida at a horse show and had a booth and a brand new business. And we were struggling to try to keep our hotel bill paid. And we listened to an Abraham video on Everything's Always Working Out for Me. And we listened to that for the 15 minutes that drive to the horse show. And we actually had to have $500 to stay in our Red Roof Inn hotel. And so we just started saying, everything's always working out for us. And we are going to have $500. And as we pulled into the parking lot, this girl called me up and said that she wanted treatments and she was going to be there for the show for a while. And I'm like, well, perfect. I can make a heck of a deal for you, a package deal for you for $500. And she said, I'll take it. And so we hadn't even gotten out of the car and we had our $500. So, we're like, you know, this stuff really works.
That's right. It does. It does. That is a great story.
So we just really have always been using Law of Attraction and we've been using it in our business. And the thing is, it's good spiritual stuff. I mean, you have great energy from it, but it's also from a marketing standpoint, it's really good marketing. I mean, and that's what we did is put together a online course that shows how you can create your customer conversation using Law of Attraction by basically thinking about what you want and talking about what you want and then making that your message in your marketing. And if your marketing is a reflection of what you're thinking, it's really your business's voice. And if you're talking about what you want to your customers, you're going to attract more of your best customers. And so we just use the Law of Attraction principles in business, and we've been doing it ourselves for years. And we talk about what we want, and we talk about what we want to our customers, and we vision the kind of customers that we want to have, and it works. So that's exactly what we've done.
Okay, well, explain it a little bit more, because you got me really interested here. In which way do you talk about what you want? Is it that you're talking about your future, or you're talking about what you want the product to do or the services to do, or what is it that you talk about?
Yeah, that's a good question. So first, you start with intentions. So what are your intentions? What are your intentions for your life, and what are your intentions for your business? And don't talk about what the problems are. You know, really talk about your vision of your best customer, and really get a great intention on what your best customer looks like, feels like. You know, when you have a good customer, it's like they really get you. You know, they get you, they get your product, and you're talking to them. You know, it's like there's this love fest. You know, like they love you and you love them. And they're like, and then you have a bad customer, and like they're complaining. They want, you know, they want a return. They're negotiating on price and all that. And that makes you feel bad. So, you know, okay, there's the difference. We just focus on the good customers. And then you try to just develop a conversation of what it would be like for like the absolute best sales call, and really vision that sales call. And that's like what I call the customer conversation. And so you take that conversation, which is really just your marketing message, and you talk about what you want, and you talk about it with the intentions of attracting more of your best customers. And we have a whole course on how you can turn that conversation really into your marketing. And so that's how you use law of attraction in your business.
Wow. I like that. I like that. So if you are, you've got to kind of memorize your spiel though, and you've got to stay away from the things that, because you're lowering your vibration if you focus on the things that you don't like.
That's right. That's right. And if you lower your vibration, what are you attracting? The customers that you don't like.
That's right.
So by keeping your vibration up and talking about, well, it's just basic sales 101. You don't want to talk about things that you don't like when you're in a sales situation or when you're marketing. I mean, you wouldn't want to have your marketing be message of like, oh my gosh, my product's really terrible. And when you do this to it, man, it just doesn't work at all. You know, so you try to find out what your strengths and your weaknesses are, and then talk about your strengths and talk about what your product does and how it uniquely solves your best customer's core issues. And when you do that, that's law of attraction. It's also really good marketing. And so we try to combine the two so that conscious entrepreneurs, conscious small business people can use a more evolved and authentic marketing message and sales process.
Yeah. Well, do you try to figure out what their needs are so that you can match them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's just basic marketing, is that you really shouldn't be talking about your product. You really should be talking about your customers' needs. And people buy based on getting their needs solved, not, you know, the specifications of a product. So by talking about how you solve their needs, and how your product or service has some unique benefits, you know, what you're really doing is then you are attracting those customers, and they're attracted to you. So that's the whole vibrational attraction that's happening. On an energetic level, it's law of attraction. On the marketing level, you know, it's just good sales and marketing.
So then you must be able to listen or see what the customer. So how do you determine without talking to them, or what do you ask them so that you can find out their needs?
Well, yeah, you absolutely have to talk to them, and you absolutely have to, because you sitting there trying to imagine what they need, you know, really just shooting in the dark. It's not you know, the best market information is coming right from your best customers. So, you know, you just go right to your best customers, not to the bad customers, go to the good ones and say, what is it that attracted your product to my company? What is it that attracted to your my product? You know, why are we different? Why did you choose us over our competition? And if you talk to enough of them, you'll start to see these patterns emerge and people will start saying the same things to you. And you just take exactly what they're saying and make that your marketing message, because they're using it in their own voice and their own words. And that has great vibration behind it. And so with your, and what should happen on an energetic level is that your intentions to solve a customer's needs, grow your business, have a business the way that you want, it should be in vibrational harmony with your best customers and the way that they want to be treated and the products that they want to have and the company that they want to be doing with. So what you really are doing on an energetic level as well as on a marketing level is trying to find that vibrational harmony that you have with them. And then once you find that, you're really into attracting more of them. And your customers will have a very specific demographic and interest and intent. And when you focus in on finding those, it's really easy to go and find more of them. You just do a Facebook audience group and say, you know, what audience has these demographics, these interests, and these intentions. And you can find tons of them, and then you just market to those people.
Wow. So you went back to your good customers and asked them, what was it that made you come to me? So that's a good understanding. But you still have to be able to listen.
Yes.
Yeah. I would think listening would be a key factor.
Yeah. Listening and understanding, and then you really need to take it one step further, because you know, if you're into visioning and meditating and that kind of thing, it's so powerful if you take what they're telling you and you vision a conversation that having with the customer, and you vision your intentions harmonizing with their needs. And you can actually really just like vibrationally be sending out the vibrations of solving their needs. And of course, what you send out is what comes back to you.
Okay, so you are suggesting, and this is really great advice, is to meditate and visualize selling to your perfect customer.
Yeah, I actually have a 7-step process. If you go to lawofattractionformoney.com, I have a meditation and a 7-step process that was adapted from Think and Grow Rich. And Think and Grow Rich actually was kind of my, you know, my first introduction to the whole law of attraction. And I also found out like Jerry Hicks also was really into the Grow Rich, and
yeah,
he kind of got into it too. And so I bonded with him on that, you know, not in person, but you know.
I know what you mean. You were grasping. You could see what he did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I took the basically 7 steps that you do in Think and Grow Rich, and paired it up with a meditation that helps you visualize it. So you go through the 7 steps, set your intentions of what you want for your life or your business, and then as you meditate on them, I take you through a guided meditation, and you can actually be sending out those intentions out to the universe, and then the intentions come back to you. Wow. So it's about a 10-minute meditation, and we actually have used this so many different ways to manifest things that it was just crazy. That we actually were lost our lease on our farm, and we had I don't know how many horses, dogs, cats, kids, and we had to find a farm May 1st, and I think it was April 18th. I started doing this. I wrote it down in my little my phone and said, you know, this is my intention to find a farm. And I outlined exactly what it was. And we found a farm a couple days later, and we actually did move in. And this is the exact process I did. I mean, I did it like 3 or 4 times a day and just meditated on it and sent out the intentions that we were going to see it. And went to the grocery store and got a call and said, the realtor said, "Hey, I've got this farm. I want to come. Why don't you come and see?" And went and saw it and made a deal that day and moved in 2 days later.
Wow. So. And that's how the law of attraction works. But you have to put action behind the thinking of what you want. You have to put action, and that action is meditation, quieting yourself down so that it goes out to the ethers, you know, to that everything that is, that creates.
That's right. That's right. Well, one of the things that we found and I'm really very much in a partnership with my wife, Sherry. And Sherry and I went on an amazing trip and hiked around the Mont Blanc mountain, the Tour de Mont Blanc. And you start in France and you go through Italy and Switzerland and end up back in France. It's a 105-mile hike around these mountains. And you go over 9 mountain passes. It was way outside of our comfort zone, way outside of my physical, you know, anything I'd ever done. And what we found was it was a great exercise in law of attraction, because what we found was, you know, when you're in your mind and you're thinking in the past, all you can ever get to is what happened in the past. So you can't have anything new come into your life. It's just what happened in the past. And if you're in the future all the time, which is kind of what I tend to do, I'm always thinking about the future. The same thing, you're still in your mind. And what we found was hiking this thing, we were going up every day. We basically hike up over a mountain pass and then down into another village and stay in another place. And we look at it and like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? But we found that staying in the moment, taking one step at a time, really made it like so easy. We just really, every time it was funny that when we get to the end and we'd start thinking about like, oh gosh, we're almost there. Then our feet would start to hurt. Then we would really start to get tired. And by about the third or fourth day, we start thinking like, I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, at the end, I'm just going to keep thinking about being there. If you just, like when you're hiking and working really hard, you know, you're breathing hard. So it was easy to just stay thinking about my breathing. And I noticed you just like all of a sudden you get up to the top of the mountain, you look back and like, holy cow, I can't believe I just hiked up that. But if you start thinking about when you're down at the bottom, about getting to the top and thinking about how, you know, in the future, you wouldn't believe how much harder it is. So we had a great lesson in being in the moment and being in the now and just thinking about putting one step in front of the other. And when you do that, you access your inspiration and you access the universe. And it was just amazing how it happened, you know. So for us, it was a great journey, but we really, you know, learned the most, you know, right between our ears.
So let me see if I understand this. You think one step at a time, one step forward, but
one breath at a time.
One breath at a time. And you don't look beyond that. You don't visualize reaching that village or sleeping or
as soon as you do, it starts getting really hard. Yeah. But when you stay in the moment, you access the universal intelligence, you access, you know, strength beyond what I ever thought I had, and endurance beyond what I ever thought I had. And I don't know, just being in the moment just made climbing a mountain so much easier. So, you know, our thoughts were, well, if it works climbing a mountain, it's got to work in the rest of our life. And one thing about being in Europe for a month is that you're completely out of your comfort zone. Nothing is the same. Like, you can't even, you know, going to the bathroom is different. You know, everything is different. So from the moment you wake up until you go to bed, you're in a different room, you're in a different place, you're eating different food. You know, everything is different. So you can't go back into that subconscious mode of, you know, well, this is what I've always done. And as a result, that forces you to stay in the moment too. So when you're in the moment, you'd be surprised at how you can access your divine intelligence and your divine nature. And we just found that those two combinations of being completely out of our comfort zone, completely out of our routine, and then doing something extremely physical and having to concentrate on one step at a time, one breath at a time, really gave us access to the universe and things that we never could have done at home.
Wow, that is so neat. And it answers a lot of questions. So in other words, let's bring it down into our day-to-day lives. Like, you shouldn't really be bothered by politics or, I mean, because that's filling up the airwaves and the vibration and everything. We're getting that. We're getting bombarded by the ridiculousness of it all. And it is. It's like, all right, so you're supposed to discount that and just stay within your own moment by moment. Because that's not really our moment. That's not our reality because we're not living in it.
Yeah, and it really is, has, I mean, for me, it has no bearing on my life at all.
Right.
And I find that when I get into, you know, politics and reading about the news and that kind of stuff, you know, it makes me feel anxious. And so I notice these anxious feelings and I'm like, well, so that must not be very good, because I know that, you know, that when you access the love, peace, serenity, prosperity, happiness, all those things feel good. So it's like, okay, my vibrations must not be very happy if I'm starting to feel anxious. And so for me, it's more of a vibrational thing. You know, if I'm thinking about those things, then I'm thinking about things that are not making me feel good, and those can't be offering very good vibrations.
So that is so good. So in business, then, you don't really have to pay attention to the income index and the GP, whatever it is. You don't really have to pay attention because you're creating your own, regardless of what they're saying.
That's right. You want to be focusing in on what you do best and what is the best for your customers and for your employees and the vision that you have for your business, and really forget about everything else, because that's not going to help you. It's not going to help you at all. And the big thing, so when I grew up, my dad told me all about contingency planning. You know, you got to plan for the bad things that are going to happen, because right, maybe they're going to happen. And so I grew up thinking, oh, gosh, you got to be constantly thinking about all the bad stuff's going to happen, and what are you going to do about that? Well, what I found out was that when you do that, the only way that you can do that, if you're in your mind, is you're accessing what's happened in the past. And the stuff that's happened in the past, you know, it's not going to be what's happened in the future. You know, if we ever have another real estate crash, I guarantee you it's going to be different than what happened in the past. And you can never really project what's all the variables are going to happen in the future. So if you're sitting there thinking about bad things that are going to happen in the future and how you're going to respond to that, all you're really doing is just bringing bad things into your vibration. So what you should be thinking about really is the good things that you want to have happen and be concentrating on those and feeling those vibrations. And when you do that, you should be feeling good. If you're not feeling good, then you're not really thinking about the things that are in your vibrational, you know, that will be helping you vibrationally.
That is good. That is good advice, and I can fully understand it. So, you know, you keep on saying that things are happening and they could be bad at that moment, but sometimes that's what needs to happen so that we can do a shift. So those things that happen to us in the real estate market, whatever, it's going to be okay because you're just going to shift to another framework. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I think things that, you know, do happen, you know, that you would say to yourself, gosh, you know, I really would not have wanted that to happen. But I found that, especially when they happen over and over again, like you have these patterns that keep repeating. I've had a particular pattern that you know, I found that I was really giving away my power and to somebody else, somebody, you know, so a mentor, a boss, you know, and saying they need to help make me prosper. They need to help make me successful. And of course, nobody else has interests in you like you do. And they all have their own story and their own path. And what I found is that when I kept giving away the power, I was getting disappointed. And, you know, these are people that I was counting on, looking up to, how, you know, and they would disappoint me. And so what I finally found after like the 20th time, like, oh, I really should keep the power myself. Like, I can do this, and the what I should be accessing is really and counting on is God and the universal intelligence, and that's not going to let me down, and that's going to lead me to my highest good, not somebody else's good.
Yeah.
And so when I think when things keep happening to you that you're like, yeah, this really isn't what I want, you have to look and say, what's the underlying thought and what is the underlying feeling that is making this come back into your life? Because vibrationally, you're sending out those vibrations somehow, some way, and it's attracting you. So,
yeah, that's really good to pay attention to the repeating patterns, because it's something that you are doing that's creating it, and you're staying stuck and you're not moving beyond it. But I love that story you told about being in Wellington at the Polo Grounds. I know, I love it there. It's so beautiful. But you were focusing on that $500 to pay it, which was good, but you backed off worrying about it and just said the affirmations, and voila, it happened. So proof positive to you right then. Okay, that's the key for future endeavors for me to stay and realize, yeah, the worrying is not going to get you anywhere. The affirmations will. The vibration will.
Right. And the difference was, instead of spending the 15 minutes in the car worrying about, oh my God, how are we going to make this $500? We really going to make this $500. We started listening to Abraham talk about how everything is always working out for us. It's a great, great YouTube video. And we listened to it like, I don't know, a million times. And by just keep saying everything is going to always work out for us, my wife got a little bumper sticker that's reversed. And then I look in my window when I'm driving, and it's in reverse. So when I look at it in the thing, it says, everything is magically working out for me. And so I'm looking at that constantly as I'm driving. And now we just really have that script going in our head that everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. And even to the point where, like, when we want to go somewhere and we want to have a really good parking space, it's like a joke now that this restaurant that we go to, the Hare and Hound in downtown Landrum, it's always packed. It's always packed. And the last three times that I've gone there, last night was one of them. It was a rainy night, and we start driving there, and we're like, oh, we want to have that front parking space because there's a space right in front where you literally get out under the awning, go right in, and it was where we want to have that parking space. You know, we just picture I'm pulling right up, and the last three times, I swear to God, that we've had that front parking space because we just say everything is working out for us. We're going to get great parking. We get rock star parking. And sure enough, it just happens. It's kind of like one of those law of attraction, you know, jokes with the universe, like, you know, just doing fun things with it. But it's crazy how it works.
Oh, I know, I know. This is so wonderful. It's telling us what to do. Now, with the business, there is a lot of fear for everyone. But there doesn't have to be. And that's what you're trying to convey to them. So your lawofattractionforbusiness.com site, what can we grab from there and learn about business?
Well, you're absolutely right about a lot of people are in fear mode. But if you think about where fear is coming from, really, fear is coming from your ego.
Right.
Ego is totally invested in keeping you in fear. And the opposite of fear is love. And love is coming from the divine source, God, whatever you want to call it. And so how do you access your ego and fear? It's in your mind. It's just going in your mind. And how do you access the divine source? It's in the now. And so, you know, what we talk about in lawofattractionforbusiness.com is really a lot of some inspiration, some insight into business. But really, a lot of it is just trying to find out what you want and talk about what you want. Because if you talk about what you want, talk about what feels good, you know, then business comes along and you don't have to be afraid. If you're in fear, which, you know, we've spent plenty of times in fear going, oh, you know, where did this come from? Why am I feeling so anxious? You know, why am I worrying so much? And if you look at it and you go, okay, well, I was just really thinking about, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, dumb stuff that I shouldn't be thinking about, and just change your thoughts. And in business, a lot of people want to complain about the economy, want to complain about the employees that didn't show up. They want to complain about making payroll and all these things that are very real. But complaining about them isn't going to bring the solution to you. It's just going to bring more of what you're worried about. So the faster you can turn and look at the solution, the better your vibrations are going to be. The more your vibrations are going to be, the faster things are going to come back to you.
Okay. Well, all right. So you're going to look at the solutions. And to look at the solutions, you got to stay in the moment and access the universal power, right? I'm catching everything that you're saying here.
Yeah.
And even though you're feeling anxious, you know, Greg Braden told me that there's two emotions, love and fear. And love is the creative energy, and fear is what keeps you stagnant. And just by saying, yeah, wait a minute, where are you going to be? Creative or stagnant? You have a choice, like you do every day.
That's right. And you know what? There's some really good exercises on accessing your creative self. first off, it's being in the moment. But how do you be in the moment? You know, you get up in the morning, you do the same old thing. You know, you go to the bathroom, make your coffee. You get in the car. Most of the people get in the car. They dress the same clothes. They get in the car. They do the same thing. They go to the same place. They're in this habitual subconscious mode all the time.
Right.
And if you're doing that, it's so easy just to slip back into your ego and slip back into this habitual conversation that you're having. And if you're having that habitual conversation, if you're doing things habitually, you are in your mind. And the only place that you can access, the only thing that you can access in your mind is what you've done in the past. And if you're accessing stuff that is in the past, you are definitely not in inspiring new things that are going to happen. So if you want things to change in the future, you can't be doing it by thinking about things that happened in the past. And you can't be doing it with subconscious habitual actions. So the great exercise for you to do is to do things that are completely out of your comfort zone. Like if you drink coffee every morning, drink tea. Meat. If you're right-handed, try writing left-handed. If just try doing things that are completely out of your comfort zone. If you can't go to Europe for a month, which I would highly recommend, but if you can't go to Europe for a month, then spend a month doing things every day, like right when you wake up. If you got out of bed on the right side every single day, get out on the left side. If you put your shoes on your right foot off, do the left foot. If you just start doing things that are different and you tell your body that, hey, body, you are not in control. Mind, you are not in control. My spirit is in control. I can tell you one funny thing that happened is that I was doing the Course in Miracles and this whole thing about you are not your body. And I'm like, wow, that's a concept. Because so many people, when you're doing things habitually, you're basically, your body has taken over and your body has said, hey, we're used to doing things this way, so this is the way we're going to have to do it. So I started telling myself, body, you are not in control. And body, you know what? You're always hungry. I'm not listening to you anymore. Body, forget it. You are not being my boss anymore. And mind, you talk too much. So you got to be quiet too. And so I started telling my body that I'm just going to do, first off, I would confuse food for love. And I said, nope, love is love. Love comes from God. I'm going to access that every day, being in the moment. I'm not going to need that from food. Food is fuel. I'm only going to eat food, body. You got to listen to this. I'm only going to eat food when I'm hungry and when I need fuel. And since I got a lot of extra weight, like I can go a while without the fuel. So I started eating once a day at dinner. That's it. And I found out that I ate just as much at dinner and without any other meals. And I was hungry during the day, but I'm like, body, sorry, I'm not listening to you anymore. I lost 35 pounds.
Wow.
And I have been trying to lose weight for like 20 years, more than 20 years. And just by doing that one shift, and then when we went to Europe, we were like, we just started doing things differently. We had to. But when we got back, I really resisted trying to get into the same routine and do the same habitual things, because then you just get into those same patterns. And I found that by saying, spirit, you're in charge. The spirit gives me inspiration. My mind executes what the spirit tells me to do. And my body is the foot soldier, and my body then takes over. My body's no longer in charge. And that big shift really has made a tremendous difference.
Wow. Wow. That, I love that. That is so important. And you're giving us some real good things to focus in on now. And it's actually thinking about, it's different from thinking just about the numbers. You're thinking about how you can apply it, because it's you building the business and your attitude makes all the difference in the world. So we've learned that. Now I want to go back to lawofattractionformoney.com.
Yes.
That's a site that you have the meditation, guided meditation, that will help you, right?
Yes.
And then the other website is lawofattractionforbusiness.com. And that's going to give you all kinds of things to think about to help you redirect you.
Right. What we say, what we like to say is we put the action in law of attraction. And and then so, you know, just ways to take the law of attraction and apply it to your business. Because really a business, your business is nothing more than the extension of your thoughts, you know, in the business world.
And it really doesn't have anything to do with luck. It doesn't. It has to do with the way you're thinking.
Yep.
So that's what makes it, it's not a tossing a coin. It has nothing to do about, it's about you thinking the right thoughts. And if you're going to go into business, why not do it the easy way and be aware of what you're thinking?
Yeah, and let God be your business partner and take the inspiration from God as opposed to trying to think of everything yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you kind of have a blank mind too, more can come into it that will, it will have divine inspiration on the direction that you can go.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what happens when you're in the moment. I mean, I don't really fully understand it, but I really think that when you're sitting there thinking about your breathing, when you're in the moment, when you know, you're not in your head, that there's a little space that, you know, the inspiration is like comes to you, you know. It's we always seem to get the best ideas when we stop thinking about them and just like even doing something else or whatever. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. I love this. This is wonderful. So here we are coming up on 2019. And I know a lot of people are going to say, now is the time. I've got to go out there and do it for myself. I want the freedom to start and to get going and to create. And having a business is what you are creating. So yes, it's a wonderful sense of freedom that you're in charge and that you can make a delightful living and be free.
That's right. And there's so many different things that I talked to so many people about wanting to start their own business. And I heard it's like 68% of women want to start their own business. I heard that statistic. Like that's crazy. And they're like, oh, I don't have any money. But you know what? There are so many businesses that you can start with no money. Different consulting businesses, becoming an expert at things. And there are so many different businesses that you can start. My wife found out about a business selling wine, you know, and just having wine parties and having people order the wine. It's like, well, that's a good party. Yeah, that's a good business.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, back almost 12 years ago, I started Law of Attraction Radio Network without a penny.
There you go.
It didn't cost me a cent.
There you go.
And here I'm self-employed. So yeah,
great.
It does make a difference. It's just like you have to be in the moment. This is really good stuff. And I'm so glad you came on today because I know everybody's going, yep, that's it. That's it. That's it. I can hear them. That's where they're going. So make sure, again, I'm going to repeat this and it will be on the video too. Lawofattractionforbusiness.com and lawofattractionformoney.com, and go there and get all of John's information. Take advantage of it. This is your opportunity to take the right step forward for 2019.
Put the action in Law of Attraction.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, John.
All right. Thank you very much. It was great. Really a pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.